Hello, and thank you for joining us today for our series, Revelation Expectations. In today's episode, we will cover in more detail the fall of Babylon. This is episode 22, and it is entitled, Babylon Has Fallen. And we are covering this in chapter 18 of the book of Revelation. I am Dr. Stephanie Wright.
I am Apostle Charles Wright.
Thank you for joining us. Let's get started. Verse 1 reads, "And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory." If you recall, in chapter 17, there was an angel that came down. So in this verse, we have another angel coming down, a different angel, most likely. And the earth is going to be lightened with his glory. And what is this angel going to say in verse 2, Apostle Charles?
This angel that spoke to John in verse 2 stated, "He cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, he said it twice, and is become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird."
So he says it twice, which is a good warning, and it describes how evil and vile Babylon is. And remember, Babylon is not a city. Babylon is a world system that is opposed to God, and it represents the evil of the political, the economic, and the religious system worldwide.
Yeah, and it can be sometimes theorized, if you would, that this great city is a capital city of the world. With all these kings and other nations, all a part of the system of Babylon.
Verse 3 says, "For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacy." Now, I am amazed at how many times this word fornication comes up in this particular chapter. And it refers to a what God hates, because it is the challenge against God. It shows the rejection of his love.
Yeah, this concept of fornication, it refers to the fact that people who are part of Babylon or the Babylonian system here have now rejected God to the point where they're not married to God.
Yes, and this reference to the merchants of the earth waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. We're going to hear that word delicacies come up again in this chapter. It shows how in love the merchants and the people and society was. They were in love more with their riches than they were with God.
Yeah, it made me think about Hosea, whose wife Gomer, who left her husband, her love, her first love, if you would, and decided to just run rampant because she was addicted to fornication.
Mm-hmm. Now, verse 4 says, "And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues." And this to me is God. I believe this is God's voice still calling out to the people, giving mankind yet another opportunity to repent. Mm-hmm. God was so patient with the people at that time, even though it was during the tribulation and the great tribulation. He was still telling people to come to me and receive me.
Yes. If you go back and read one of our episodes or listen to one of the episodes, you'll remember that there was an angel who was flying through the skies and still preaching the gospel while tribulation is taking place. So there's still invitation for others to come out and come in.
And verse 5 tells why God wants them to come out and come to him. "For her sins," Babylon's sins, "have reached to heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities." God has not forgotten. And verse 6 says, "Reward her even as she rewarded you," speaking of Babylon and what's going to be done to her, "and double unto her, double according to her works, and the cup which she has filled to her double. This is explaining just how much the wrath of God is going to come against Babylon when the destruction comes, which we are going to talk about a little bit later.
Yeah, I like the thought that it says in scripture about her cup, and it's filled with her double, to the point of being double. And the wrath of God is even worse than her cup being filled. His wrath being poured out upon the earth. And that is why he is sending that warning there in the fourth verse. Come out of her, my people. And that's God's calling the people out. That's a warning, because it's going to get worse.
Verse 7 says, how much she has glorified herself and lived deliciously. So much torment and sorrow give her. For she says in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow and shall see no sorrow. So we're looking at Babylon, and it makes me think back to chapter 17 and the great whore. And she is living richly, living well. And for this, because she has lived this way and ignored God, refused to recognize him, refused to come out of her sin, she is going to have torment and sorrow. She sits and she says, I don't have to be sorry for anything that I'm doing. I don't have to be sorry for living deliciously and enjoying these delicacies and rejecting God. Total rejection of God, just enjoying what is the wealth of Babylon. Don't care about God, but it says her torment and sorrow is about to come.
Yeah, this is an example of deceitful pride, despite your blessings. So you don't want to get wrapped up in your blessings more than you're wrapped up in your God.
Amen. Verse 8 says, therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire. For strong is the Lord God who judges her. So this is telling us, Apostle Charles, what is going to happen to her. And when it comes, it's going to happen fast.
Yeah, one day.
Yes, you'll be burned with fire, and there will be death and mourning and famine. And we've already talked about some of these things that happened to the people, that boulders were falling on people. They were crying out. They were. We covered a lot of this in the other chapters.
Gnawing on their tongues.
The sun burning up, and they were burned up with the sun. And
heaven soars.
And in spite of all this, they still cursed God. They did not call out to God for their help.
My God. Mm. So looking at verse 9. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. It's almost like what we had in 1929, the fall of the Wall Street,
the crash.
Yeah, and things are happening. But this is worldwide. This is not just one country. This is worldwide. Everything that's happening here is taking place. And the reason why it's worldwide is because Babylon and its system was worldwide influential. And we see that these kings and princes or whatever they may be, who are very rich, they are lamenting. They are crying because they can see the loss. And they can't even commit suicide.
And verse 10 says, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, the great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. So the people are looking and seeing this torment, and they're standing afar off, and they're mourning.
Yeah,
this city being destroyed.
Remember, the scripture says every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. Well, these guys who are watching their great riches falling apart because of the city, because of the false prophet, because of the Antichrist, and because of the beast of the devil and the city itself, they witness their own resources being destroyed, and they call out, oh, the great city. They witness it for themselves, and they see it for themselves, and they're the ones who are crying out and even saying, oh, the mighty city has fallen. They are even witnessing the fall, and they're saying it themselves.
And as we look at verses 11, 12, and 13, these are the things that they're lamenting losing. They're not concerned about their souls and the suffering. Mm. This is what they're concerned about. Verse 11, and the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, Babylon, for no man buys her merchandise anymore. They're more upset because they can't buy and sell anymore.
So that means that even though they took the mark of the beast in their forehead and in their hand, they can't even use that anymore.
And these are the other things that they are lamenting losing. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones, pearls, fine linen, purple and silk, scarlet and all fine wood, and all manner of vessels of ivory, and all manner of vessels of precious wood and of brass, iron, and marble. These are the things that they're mourning losing. They don't care about their souls. Fine wood was valued for its beauty and pleasant odor. It was used and burned in sacrifices. It also comes from a tree called the almug tree, listed in 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 11. But it's amazing that they don't care about their souls, about not ever being with the Lord one day. And verse 13 goes on and talks about more things that they are mourning. They're mourning losing the cinnamon, the odors, the ointments, frankincense, and wine, and oil, and fine flour, and wheat, and beasts, the sheep, horses, chariots, slaves, and the souls of men. These are the other things that they are mourning, losing, things that they can anoint their bodies with, food that they can eat, control over other people, because it references slaves, all valuable commodities when John wrote the book of Revelation, all are still valuable commodities depending on where you live in the world. This entire world system will fall when God's final wrath or intense anger falls.
Wow. You know, you've made me realize, Stephanie, when in losing all these things, the people, the nations, the kings, they are losing their identity because their identity is not with God. They already lost that. Now they're losing the other identity.
Yes. And verse 14 goes on to say that the fruits that you, your soul lusted after, they are no longer going to be with you. They're departing from you. And all the things which are dainty and goodly are departed from you, and you shall find them no more at all.
Ever.
Hmm. The merchants of these things, verse 15, the merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing, verse 16, and saying, alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. They're emphasizing again, this chapter emphasizes again that the merchants are mourning these things. It's saying a second time that people are so wrapped up in the wealth, more concerned again about the wealth than they are their own souls.
Are you more concerned about your blessing rather than your God and your soul? Reading from verse 17 in chapter 18, for in 1 hour, so great riches is come to nothing or to naught. And every shipmaster and all the company in ships and sailors and as many as trade by sea stood afar off. So those who are in this 1 hour, for those who are shipbuilders and those who run ships and take merchandise from one place to another and across the world, they themselves are lamenting. They're crying out. They're mourning the loss of everything.
And as they are mourning and crying out, they are standing in verse 18. It says they and cried when they saw the smoke of Babylon burning, saying, what city is like unto this great city? They're seeing, in other words, they're seeing all their wealth going up in smoke.
Yeah, and they haven't even thought about the city of God that's waiting for us in heaven. That city of God is greater than anything ever created in the earth.
And so they're continuing with this mourning in verse 19. And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, alas, alas, that great city wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness. For in 1 hour is she made desolate. So they're still mourning this loss, so wrapped up in their riches and their wealth that they can't focus on their own souls.
Mm. 20. Verse 20, rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her, the system that is in the earth.
And this reminds me of the scriptures that we've already studied in Revelation, where the saints were under the altar asking, Lord, how long? When will we be avenged? And we are now seeing the God's vengeance taking place. He is avenging the blood of those who were martyred, the saints who were martyred, the prophets who were martyred.
Yeah, you can remember those that were martyred and killed and slain for the name of Jesus Christ. They are now being revenged because vengeance belongs to the Lord, not to his followers.
Amen. And in verse 21, a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. We're talking about the destruction of Babylon. It will be found no more. An angel's going to drop a millstone and Babylon will be wiped out. In verse 22, and the voice of harpers and musicians and of pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in you, Babylon. No craftsman of whatsoever craft he be, shall be found any more in you, Babylon, and the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. All of this is going to pass away. The singing, the dancing, the musicians, all the
celebration,
it's going to pass away, and it's all going to pass away with the drop of this millstone that was referenced in verse 21.
And it doesn't make any difference who your idol is, who performs on stage, and whether they even perform in church. Everything is going down.
Verse 23.
Okay, verse 23. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. No more lights in the earth. Amen. Darkness. And the voice of the bridegroom and the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. Oh, we've had such wonderful times in our parties and celebrations of weddings. There won't be any. And for thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by their sorceries we're all nations deceived. So we can't get wrapped up in the stuff that's in the earth so much to the point where we are deceived by them.
Amen. I think about when it talks about the bride and the bridegroom there, that there is a bride and bridegroom that we look forward to.
Yeah.
Those of us who know the Lord and have received him. And as far as the Great Tribulation period, those who did not receive the mark of the beast. So this would be a good time to ask you, do you know the Lord? Are you going to be with him one day? Are you that bride that is waiting for Christ to come for you? Are you going to be among those who will be riding with him one day? We'll be talking about that in chapter 19 next time. So if you don't know the Lord, now's a good time for you to consider receiving him as your Savior and Lord.
This is the time to examine yourself.
Amen. And the last verse says,
in verse 24, it states, and in her, in this great city of Babylon that's now fallen, it was found the blood of God's prophets and God's saints and of all that were slain upon the earth because they would not receive the mark of the beast in their forehead and in their hands.
But they went on to be with the Lord.
Yeah.
They were the ones who were at under the altar crying out, when will we be avenged?
And vengeance belongs to the Lord.
Vengeance belongs to the Lord. And we see that in chapter 18, Babylon the Great has fallen. So thank you for joining us today in chapter 18.
Yeah.
Next time, we're going to be going into chapter 19, a very exciting chapter, one of my favorite, because we're going to talk about riding with Jesus.
I really enjoyed this particular chapter.
Amen. May God's peace, power, and protection cover you. Until next time.
If you want to contact us or comment on this podcast, please visit our website at cgmissions.com/podcast, where all episodes are available by category and series format. You may also view these episodes on our YouTube channel, the symbol at CG Missions Inc. or INC. This is Apostle Charles. Until next time.
God bless you.
Charles George Missions is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Donations are tax deductible. Donations may be made through our website, cgmissions.com.